following is a recording from Maria Barona from iAdvise on Wednesday, February 24th, 2016 at 9 a.m. Central. Hentera, fourth quarter 2015. Good morning. My name is Josh, and I will be your conference operator today. At this time, I would like to welcome everyone to the Hentera Earnings Conference Call. All lines have been placed on mute to prevent any background noise. After this presentation, we will open a question and answer session. Instructions on how to ask a question will be given at that time. Thank you for your attention. I will now turn the call over to Enrique Barrera, Investor Relations for Hentera. Please go ahead.
Good morning, and thank you all for joining us today as we review Hentera's fourth quarter and year-end 2015 results. My name is Enrique Barrera, and I'm the company's Investor Relations Officer. I'm very pleased to present our management team, who is here with us today. Mr. Carlos Danel, Chairman of the Board. Mr. Enrique Mayor, Head of Innovation and New Business Models at Hentera. Mr. Fernando Álvarez Toca, Chief Executive Officer of Compartamos. And Mr. Patricio Diaz de Bonilla, Chief Financial Officer. The team will review results as well as some of the highlights for the period under discussion, as per the quarterly report that was issued yesterday. If you didn't receive a copy of the release, or if you have any questions, please do not hesitate to contact our Investor Relations Department in Mexico City. If you are a member of the media, we ask you to contact us directly. Please note that in this presentation, Hentera may make forward-looking statements. These do not account for future economic circumstances, industry conditions, company performance, or financial results. Additional information on forward-looking statements can be found in the disclaimer located in our earnings release. At this point, I will turn the call over to Mr. Carlos Danel for his presentation. Carlos, please go ahead.
Thank you, Enrique, and welcome everyone to our conference call for the fourth quarter of 2015. As always, we appreciate your interest in Hentera. As you might recall, last quarter, we celebrated our 25th anniversary. Back then, we shared with you how excited and proud we felt that after 25 years of setting our goal to eradicate financial exclusion, we were now serving more than 3 million households in three countries with a staff of more than 20,000 committed individuals. Today, we cap off 2015 with results that exceed our expectations and propel us towards a future of becoming a multi-country and multi-product company. We have plotted the next 25 years, and through a comprehensive and inclusive process, we have stated our aspiration for the next years to empower 10 million people in the base of pyramid in the next 10 years, improving their lives by providing personalized and digital financial solutions that create shared value. Now, 10 million clients is a challenging goal. But we are confident that through innovation and leveraging digital technology, the next 10 years will transform Hentera in a true multi-product company. This, of course, requires that we invest for the future by creating an innovation portfolio and by improving every aspect of what we do. In an increasingly competitive market, Hentera and Compartamos will not only maintain its leadership, but will in fact define the future of financial inclusion. Our clients need products and services which are tailored to their specific situation, and our intimate client knowledge allow us to develop those products and services in a way no other competitor has the skill to do so. We have to find the road ahead, but let's circle back briefly to the results 2015. The year 2015 as a whole saw Hentera pick up the pace on its growth targets. While in 2014, total loan portfolio grew 15%, in 2015, we were able to achieve a total growth of 19%, slightly above the 15 to 17% range we had guided for the year. But even more impressive was the fact that the client base grew 11% in 2015, while growth in clients in 2014 was just over 4%. This growth was the result of better products and services offered to our clients and better marketing strategies targeted towards attracting and retaining customers. Total portfolio in the fourth quarter of 2015 stood at 28.5 billion pesos, and total number of clients stood at 3.2 million. Compartamos in Mexico grew its portfolio at an impressive 20.5%, and Guatemala grew almost 85%, while Peru saw more moderate growth rate of 9.8%, induced partly by the rapid growth of Crédito Supermujer clients, which have a significantly lower average loan size. Now, growth in 2015 did not imply a deterioration of asset quality, which in fact improved slightly from 3.09% NPLs in the fourth quarter of 2015 compared to 3.28% in the fourth quarter of 2014. Now, this improvement was achieved even while individual methodology loans in Mexico's NPLs increased slightly to 4.36%, but well within our guided asset quality target. NPLs in Peru decreased from 5.16% to 4.18%, also well within our expectation. Now, operational expenses for 2015 grew 27.9%. This included a strong marketing investment on our client loyalty program, which totaled 620 million pesos for the whole year. Now, these investments were partly responsible for the strong client growth we saw in 2015. Other strategic investments throughout the year included the SAP platform, which is now up and running, updated handhelds, which are now mainstream smartphones for Banco Compartamos and Guatemala employees, as well as the deposit pilot projects that are underway in Veracruz and Puebla. All of these represented about 16% of the company's operating expenses for 2015, and they are an integral part of the strategy of transformation to build our future and execute our strategy. Even while investing heavily for the future, net earnings for 2015 reached a total of $3.161 billion, which compared for the recurrent net earnings of 2014 grew at a healthy rate of 20%. Maintaining growth in net earnings while at the same time investing for the future and for transformation is a core part of the strategy we will be implementing for the next years. The year 2015 also saw some very encouraging trends in our younger subsidiaries. Specifically, YesBest executed over 967,000 financial transactions, which is 51% more than just the prior quarter, and more than seven times the number of transactions executed in 2014. We now have over 2,200 affiliates at the end of the year, and we're working towards expanding this number during 2016. The addition of financial transactions is the key for us to maximize our ability to offer a more convenient payment services for our clients and to be able to roll out massive saving services in the near future. On the other hand, insurance products sold through Aterna reached an all-time high acceptance rate with more than 4.4 million policies outstanding. Intermex, our new subsidiary, executed over 1 million transactions, representing more than 4 billion pesos with its 60 branches and 1,100 affiliates. Worth highlighting is the fact that Intermex branches, which are now part of Banco Compartamos infrastructure, handle now loan payments for Banco Compartamos, which is part of the synergies that we were pursuing in our acquisition. And to cap off my comments of 2015, let me also point out that we continue to be very actively pursuing our innovation portfolio. Most significantly, we recently asked Enrique Mayos, who was the head of financial services in 2015, to lead our efforts in innovation. Given Enrique's intimate knowledge of the market and our operations, we expect to create and test the future business models for Gentera in the upcoming months. In 2016, financial services will be headed by Fernando Alvarez, whom you know well and who has led Compartamos Banco a few years ago. We feel proud what we have been able to achieve in 2015. We feel even more excited for what lies ahead. Our aspiration of reaching 10 million clients is a worthy one, which will add to our creation of social, economic, and human value. We feel confident that the transformation in Gentera is well underway and that we will leverage what the digital economy has to offer for the future. Even in the short term, where global economic troubles and volatility have made their reappearance, we are not worried on meeting our goals. The clients we serve in the base of the pyramid of the three countries we're present at are resilient and hardworking. Like in past economic slowdowns, we expect them to continue to fight hard for a better future, and we expect to be their partners in this path. I will now turn the call over to Enrique Mayos, who will review with you in detail the performance of financial services operations for 2015. Enrique, please go ahead.
Thank you, Carlos, and thank you all again for your interest in Gentera's results. In the context of the recent changes in Gentera's management team, I would like to take the opportunity to thank our board for the trust in our new responsibilities, and I would also would like to thank Fernando Álvarez for taking the CEO responsibility of the bank and Gentera's microfinance business unit. Let me now provide some information about the operation and strategic projects of the business in order to evaluate our 2015 results. First of all, let me share with you that we are very proud to deliver results in line with the growth that we promised. In some cases, we even improved our own expectations, such as in the case of the loan portfolio and customer growth. Our portfolio quality control efforts, marketing campaigns, and the execution of our methodology and customer service during the year are successfully taking us closer to our purpose of working for a full financial inclusion. The contribution of Gentera to the transformation of the microfinance sector is reflected in the number of customers reached during the year, more than 3.2 million customers who now have access to credit in the three countries in which we operate. Gentera's loan portfolio reached 28.5 billion pesos. This is a 19% increase in a year-to-year basis above our original expectations. Our operations in Mexico reached a loan portfolio growth of 20.5% versus the same quarter of the previous year. In addition, Compartamos Financiera in Peru reached a 9.8% portfolio increase, highlighting that our group lending methodology grew 71% during the year. Compartamos Guatemala as well grew 85% compared with the fourth quarter 2014. As you can see, our group lending product is growing at a very solid pace. Guatemala and Peru continue experiencing a solid portfolio growth trend and a healthy asset quality compared to last year. We clearly identify that our loan portfolio and customer growth is explained mainly because of the following reasons. First of all, our marketing strategies were well executed and gave good results. Secondly, our unique loyalty program that differentiated us from our competitors was also successful. Third, our closeness to customers keeps us in the top preferences of our clients. Proof of this is the solid 84% customer retention rate that we maintained during the year. Four, the successful growth of the group lending products in Guatemala and Peru is proving that there is still a need of working capital loans in the countries in which we operate. And finally, the slight increase of the dynamics of the Mexican consumer economy we experienced in Mexico during the year produced a better growth in the demand of credit if we compare it with 2014. It is very relevant also to mention that in 2015, we grew more than 300,000 customers net, which, as Carlos already mentioned, means an 11.6% increase in our customer base. This is the highest growth rate since 4 years ago in 2011. Besides, the 19% loan portfolio growth reached in 2015 is the highest growth rate since 2012. We are also proud to point out that our NPLs continue to be strong, reaching 3.09% for the fourth quarter. As we have said, total NPLs ranging between 4 and 6% is our standard for a healthy and controlled operation. Banco Compartamos NPL showed a slightly increase to reach 2.86% from a 2.66% in the fourth quarter 2014 due to an increase of individual loans in our portfolio mix and a slight increase in the Crédito Mujer product, which represents close to 50% of the portfolio mix in Mexico. It is important to remember that any end of year has always showed a slight increase in NPLs due to the volume of credit that the market highly demands during this season. So we can say that NPL trends are as expected. Now, let me summarize the progress we made during the last year in some of our main strategic projects. Regarding our savings project in Mexico, we have reached 234,000 saving accounts, representing 78 million pesos. Even more important than the number of accounts we have reached, we believe that having the SAP Saving Core Banking System platform in place, as well as the related operational infrastructure, is the first relevant step that leads us to our purpose of providing our customers a real solution for their saving needs. Another strategic project in which we had an important progress during the year is the development of a full transactional network ecosystem. The deployment nationwide will take time. However, as of today, in addition to the 6 Compartamos transactional branches that we had by the beginning of last year, we added the 60 Intermex branches, which now receive Compartamos transactions as well. Yastas agents are also providing banking transactions for Banco Compartamos customers, and as of the end of the year, 85% of the 2,600 Yastas agents are serving Compartamos customers with credit and savings transactions. Let me finish by expressing our satisfaction about the results in 2015 and our enthusiasm and passion about the challenges that we are about to face in the following years. We are fully aware about the need to innovate and catch up into a digital world, a world full of new tools that will dramatically improve our products and the experience of our customers. Be sure that our strategy and aspiration for the following year has the innovation as one of the main elements. Thank you for your attention, and now I will turn the call over to Patricio Diaz de Bonilla, who will review the group's financial figures.
Thank you, Enrique. At this time, please allow me to briefly review Gentera full year results before we proceed to the Q&A session. As previously mentioned, guidance is always for the full year results. As such, any comparisons made already take into account the full year seasonality of the business. During 2015, interest income increased by 19.5% in line with Gentera's portfolio growth. This growth reflects no changes in the current product pricing structure. The yield of of Gentera's portfolio stood at 68.4%. Interest expense for 2015 was 885 million pesos, an increase of 7.7% compared with 2014, despite a 20% increase in the average liabilities used to fund the portfolio. Interest expense were mainly due to the fact that Banco Compartamos has been focused on refinancing debt in order to take advantage of low rates. Compartamos Financiera also improved its cost of funds with its own refinancing efforts following the capitalization that took place in May 2015. Via this capitalization, we improved the terms and conditions of the different funding sources in Compartamos Financiera, thus allowing us to reduce the interest expense in Peru by 4.6% during the year. As a result, net interest margin for full year 2015 reached 56.3% compared with to 53.6% in 2014, an increase of 2.7 percentage points. Provision for loan losses were 2.2 billion pesos for the full year, a 30.4% increase compared to 2014. The increase in provisions is a reflection of the new portfolio mix, where riskier products require greater provisioning. Net interest income after provision increased by 18.8% in 2015, in line also with portfolio growth. Commissions and fee income grew close to 35% during 2015 compared to previous year, reaching a total of $1.2 billion. Of this amount, fees from delinquent customers were $385 million, and Terna and the insurance business represented $313 million, just as $272 million, intermixed with $110 million, and the remainder from Compartamos Financiera in Peru. For full year, commissions and fee expense increased by 12% to $736 million. These expenses included fees charged by third parties as well as fee costs related to the operations of Yastas and Intermex. The net effect for the company continues to expand as the fee business are integrated into the credit operation. Other income for the full year was $145 million, an important increase with the negative $77 million reported in 2014. This was mainly due to the recovery of value-added tax that was due to Yastas releasing its reserve, thus resulting in this additional other income benefit. We had originally reserved the deferred fiscal benefit since the process to recover it was expected to be very long. However, we did attain the recovery faster than we thought. Operating expenses for full year 2015 increased 27.9% compared with 2014. Salaries and benefits represented 59% of operating expenses. The company's infrastructure related to our close to 750 service offices located in Mexico, Guatemala, and Peru represented 17% of these line items. A strategic project related to IT, saving pilot projects, and Yastas represented 16%, while marketing and special campaigns were 8% of these expenses. It's important to mention that during the auditing process, we reclassified the loyalty program expense from the margin to the operating expense line item. The loyalty program and other important marketing efforts amounted to $620 million for the year. Excluding these strategic expenses, operating expenses would have risen 20% during 2015, in line also with portfolio and income growth. Gentera's efficiency ratio was 68.6%, which is above the 65.7% ratio reached in 2014. The goal for this year will be to trend this number downwards in the following months. The efficiency ratio for 2015 was affected by the expenses related to the loyalty program campaign, which were recorded as an expense in the OPEX line item, instead of being considered as reduction in the interest income line. Excluding these $620 million of marketing-related efforts, efficiency for the group stood at 64.4% in 2015. Operating income grew nearly 11% during 2015, which resulted in a net income of $3.1 billion of $1.93 EPS for the full year, which is above our guidance of $1.92 for last year. This reflected an increase of close to 20% versus the recurring earnings of 2014. As you may remember, during 2014, Gentera experienced a fiscal benefit, which was non-recurring earnings from the sale of written off loans for the previous year. With that, I finalize my remarks. I will turn now the call over to Fernando Alvarez, Head of Financial Services, for his final remarks.
Thank you, Patricio. Good morning, everybody. I would like to join Enrique on thanking our board of directors for allowing us to take these new responsibilities. I am very excited and very committed with this new responsibility. I would like to reiterate our guidance for 2016. For the coming year, Gentera expects to maintain solid growth in its loan portfolio, and as in previous years, the company will focus on growth by ensuring asset quality and sustaining our current margins, following the trend that we were able to achieve under Enrique's leadership. Therefore, by the end of 2016, we expect to achieve the following: loan portfolio growth between 15 and 17%. Earnings per share will grow in a range of a total of 2.14 pesos to 2.19 pesos, which is under around 11 to 13% growth. And now I will turn the call to the operator to begin with the Q&A. Thanks for your attention.
Thank you. At this time, we will open the floor for your questions. If you would like to ask a question, please press the star key followed by the one key on your touchtone phones now. Questions will be taken in the order in which they are received. If at any time you would like to remove yourself from the questioning queue, just press star 2. Again, to ask a question, please press star 1 now. And we now have our first question coming from Lillian Starkey from Morgan Stanley.
Hi, good morning. Thank you for taking my call. My question. I have two questions. The first one is, at what level, in terms of NPL ratios, would you start toning down growth in individual or urban group lending, or what you call comerciante? I think that you've sort of increased growth and then adjust for NPL, so one level would make you a little bit concerned on growth. And then my second question would be, if you could elaborate a little bit on when you refer to the digital economy and how it fits into the strategy going forward, if you could provide some color there.
Thanks. I will ask you to repeat your second question, but I will answer the first one. The ranges where we feel comfortable to keep on growing on individual loans is the range that we have disclosed in the past, which is around 5 to 7% for the total loan portfolio. So once we start showing higher levels than that, we could consider growing in a much slower pace. I would like you to repeat your second question, please.
Yes, but if you could elaborate a little bit on what you mean by the I'm participating in the digital economy in terms of, and I mean, how it falls into your strategy for the coming years.
Sure. I would like to give you maybe a big picture of what we mean by not only digital, but also by innovation. And I can tell you that the innovation center that we are putting in place is aimed to generate new business models. And what we are going to do there is basically three things. The first one is to design new products and processes to improve and digitalize the financial solution for our customers. So here is where the digital element comes in place. The second thing is that we will acquire new tools or even capabilities and solutions that we will need to provide those new products and services. And we will do this through the internal sources that we have in Gentera, but also we will go out there and look for external partners and alliances to really understand this new technological and digital world. Specifically, maybe what we have known as FinTech. No? And in the third place, we believe that at Gentera we need to connect and interact in a more dynamic way with the FinTech ecosystem out there, not only in Mexico, but all around the world.
Okay, perfect. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Our next question comes from Jason Moline from Scotiabank.
Hello, everyone. I have two questions, and the first is maybe a little bit of a follow-up on what you were just saying. In the context of your strategic aspiration to serve 10 million clients and this aspiration to be part of the digital innovation in the future, can you talk about the amount of investments that we should expect to see this year in 2016 and beyond? And secondly, can you provide color on the competitive environment for your core products and for employees or staff in Mexico, Peru, and Guatemala? Thank you.
Thank you, Jason. Now I'll address the first question. Regarding innovation, as Enrique just pointed out, Enrique is now in charge of an innovation lab, which for the short term, and that is for this year, 2016, is studying, learning, and experimenting with different technologies that, again, can transform the way that we serve our clients. We want to make sure that the opportunities of all this fintech innovation, specifically the use of mobile phones, which increasingly our clients are using not only, you know, mobile phones but smartphones, is leveraged in a way that we reduce the cost to connect with them and we enhance not only the relationship but also the products and services that we serve. So we don't expect for 2016 to take this significant amounts of investment. As of now, these are small experiments that that allow us to understand what technologies are emerging and how we can implement those technologies into our operations. So it won't be a very significant investment amount. That could change in the medium term as we come across technologies that we find to be very instrumental into our strategy, and that could mean potential acquisitions of small fintech firms or direct investment into developing those experiments. So as that comes online, we will disclose what those investments would be. But we still believe that it's a lot more about connecting the dots of what's out there and using the technologies that our clients are starting to use rather than to take huge amounts of investment into this field.
Maybe just a quick question, though. Would you, just in terms of maybe not specifically to digital, but what is your expected level of investments for 2016 versus 2015?
As Carlos mentioned, in this year what you'll see is recurrent expenses in the IT renovation, smartphones, the ERP, things that we are doing to revamp our back office, if you will. So nothing significant. You should expect something similar to what you saw in 2015 as the level of investment for and that is disclosed now in the operating expense line.
Regarding your second question, this is Fernando. I will talk a little bit about competition on the markets that we are serving. In the current situation of the world economy, several economies are facing difficult times, and those are the economies, some of the economies that we are working in. So that's why it's a favorable scenario in terms of competition. Now, other players in Mexico, Peru, and Guatemala are going to be more cautious on the amount of new loans that they are going to be originating. So that gives us a competitive advantage in terms of competition, particularly in group loans. We are seeing less other players serving competitive products in terms of group loans in every market that we are serving. So we want to take advantage of this new scenario. But the competition that we fear the most is not the one that is coming in the microfinance or in the products that we know now. The competition that we fear the most is the one that could come from all these new tools and all these new companies that are being born across Mexico and also across the globe. And that's why we are investing so heavily our time and our efforts in innovation and in transforming the way we work.
Thank you very much.
And you talked about a little bit about staff as well. So that applies the same. Applies the same in terms of Compartamos as an opportunity to work for. No, in the labor market, we are a very competitive option. Right now, we are seeing the best levels of retention that we have seen for years, not only in Mexico, but also in Guatemala and Peru. So we are a very good option to work for in the markets that we are playing. Our loan officers now, since they leave us in a lesser amount than previous years, now they are more experienced, they are better at what they do, so we are also getting benefits out of that.
Helpful, thank you.
Thank you. Our next question comes from Tito Labarta from Deutsche Bank.
Hi, good morning, and thank you for the call. A couple questions also. First, following up on the first question you received on the growth in Crédito Comerciante and Crédito Individual, we have seen the growth, particularly in Crédito Comerciante, has slowed down from, more than 60% a few years ago, while the growth is still very strong. Just want to get a sense on how you see that growth evolving. I mean, do you think it can stay above the 30% that you saw in 2015, or is that going to slow down, kind of gradually, just given the bigger base? Similarly with Crédito Individual, a big rebound last year, growing more than 50%. What kind of growth do you expect for that this year? And maybe you can give some color on all the segments, including Crédito Mujer and Peru and Guatemala, like the growth by segment that you see in those loan portfolios. And then my second question, in terms of provisioning levels, we did see a spike in the quarter. I know you mentioned some seasonality in terms of asset quality. So was the spike in provisions, I guess, also related to that seasonality? Do you expect that to go back down to the roughly 8% cost of risk that you've guided for in the past? Thank you.
Thanks, Tito. Well, the way we see Crédito Comerciante, I'm going to talk a little bit first about Crédito Comerciante and then Individual. No? The way we see Crédito Comerciante is it's a different version of group loans that we have besides Crédito Mujer. So the way, so what you are seeing in the growth of Comerciante is not only coming from new clients, but also from some clients from Crédito Mujer that migrate to Crédito Comerciante because they are pursuing, let's say, less reunions, smaller groups, or more flexible terms. No? So the way you should see this is our group loan strategy. So Crédito Mujer plus Crédito Comerciante should be growing on the more on the trend that you saw on 2015. Crédito Comerciante should go at a faster pace, but we are looking at it as two products with the ones that we are serving the same type of clients. No? In terms of Crédito Individual, again, that portfolio should grow on a more accelerated pace than group loans, and that's going to be our strategy for this year.
And Tito, on your second question, with the dynamics that Fernando just mentioned, in which Comerciante and Individual will grow over 30% this year, of course that will propel portfolio growth as it happened in 2015. As this portfolio mix evolves over time, as you know, these two product lines have higher provisioning than Crédito Mujer. So it's normal to expect two things. First, that NPL would trend upwards because Crédito Comerciante's NPL range between 3 to 5% and has a higher coverage ratio than Crédito Mujer. And also individual lending, which has a 5 to 7% NPL range and also has a higher provisioning level. So in terms of provisioning cost, what we have been saying for these years, 8.5-9% full cost for the year, so you should expect that in the following months.
Great, thank you. That's very helpful.
Thank you. Again, if anyone would like to ask a question, please press star 1 now. Again, that is star 1 to ask a question. Our next question comes from Catalina Araya from J.P. Morgan.
Hi, thanks. Good morning. So my first question is also related to strategy. I want to understand how your plans to improve the funding base. I know you've spoken about a long-term goal of 25% of the funding to be deposits, but we're still at a very low base of 70 to 80 million pesos. So I just want to understand how you plan to roll out the pilot you have in a couple of states to more nationwide, and what's the timeline for this? And then second, more specific to the quarter, when you look at the results on the consolidated basis, net income was basically flat quarter on quarter. But when you look at the different subsidiaries, you see double-digit sequential decline in both Mexico and Peru. So I just want to understand the gap, maybe at the holding, if there was a tax benefit recorded, and if this is some sort of seasonality that we see in the fourth quarter in terms of lower effective tax rate. Thank you.
Thanks, Catalina. This is Fernando. The way we are approaching our deposit strategy is in two elements. First is to provide our loan clients for a way to use their loan, a more effective way to use their loans through a debit card. No? It's a better product to use your loan with a debit card that you can consume on a POS, on an ATM, or even cash it in our own branch, or go to a Yastas to cash out your loan, etc. So that's one part of our strategy. The second part is to target the open market for deposits, or the clients that not necessarily have a loan with us, but are needing a bank account to improve the way they solve their financial needs on a daily basis. Our focus on the short term will be on the first element of this strategy. This doesn't mean that we won't have a product for the open market. We will have a product, but our focus will be on opening branches and offering this method of disbursement to our current loan clients. And we will be focusing on that for the next 12 months. And we are now switching our mode from pilot to start the massification process on the first semester of this year to start to go out of the states of Puebla and Veracruz and start to deploy that product. This will bring not only benefits in terms of client satisfaction because we are providing a better product, but also we are going to see some financial benefits because in our own channels, which are going to be branches and also just us, we are going to bring transactions that we now do on third-party branches to our own branches. No? So this will help us to finance all the investments. So our bet is that the fees that we are no longer going to pay to other parties are going to finance the investments that we have been doing, and we are pursuing a net zero impact on our margins while we deploy this strategy.
And your second question, Catalina, I mean, as you know, all the companies that we have under Gentera are closely linked to their operations. Yastas serve mostly Banco Compartamos customers, Intermex the same. So in terms of transfer pricing, as you know, we need to charge for the services that each company generates, and they need to be priced at market conditions. So what you'll see is that some of the agreements that we have now on the Banco Compartamos with the different companies that we have under Gentera will move income from one company to another, but basically it has to do with distributing or allocating the cost where it has to be So for us, it's again, as a group, what we need to comply simply with the fiscal authorities' regulations, and you'll see this dynamic going forward as the other companies become more relevant to Banco Compartamos. But again, for the quarter, the net income grew over 28% for the group. And this is how you should think of how we play out the income for the group.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Again, if you would like to ask a question, please press star 1 now. Again, that is star 1 if you would like to ask a question. Thank you. At this time, we have no further questions. I'd like to turn the call back over to Carlos Danell for closing remarks.
Again, we want to thank everyone for your interest and your time today on Gentera's fourth quarter 2015 call. We look forward to a strong 2016 and to continue the transformation of Gentera in order to reach your sense of purpose, which has always been and will be to eradicate financial exclusion in every market that we serve. Thank you very much, and have a good day.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. This concludes today's teleconference. You may now disconnect.